Hello everyone, I am Sean Ryan. I'm the founder, CEO, accountant, caretaker, kit man, pretty much everything of Peak Nutrition Coaching. Yeah, so it's just me. I don't know why I need to big it up. So I have been considering making a podcast for a little while now, but I had a lot of self-doubt. Why would anyone want to listen to me? There are loads of better podcasts out there. But then I had to stop and think, and interestingly, it's a similar kind of self-doubt process that a lot of my clients have about their challenges. So within coaching, we'd always start by getting crystal clear on why they'd want to achieve something. So I guess I put it to myself then, why am I doing this podcast? Social media is great for getting information out there. You can access so many people, but let's be honest, it's just full of sound bites, attention grabbing hooks, and just anything to make you watch a bit more. The nuance, the details of nutrition just aren't really possible on social media. So I felt like a podcast is an opportunity to dive into a bit more nuance in these topics. So I want to go into a bit more detail about any nutrition concepts I cover, and for the few people out there that might actually care what I have to say. So I also wanted to cover some of my client journeys, their successes, their failures, what they're struggling with, and then how we managed to overcome this. And I guess that might be useful for any of you that are considering coaching. So I just wanted to take a step back and maybe talk about why I got into nutrition. So I was always a very sporty kid. Rugby league and football were my absolute passions. And I really focused on all areas of sports science to try and maximize maybe the limited talent that I had within those. And then I graduated uni doing sports science. And I didn't want to get a real job straight away, so I decided to go traveling. This was a brilliant experience, but it did mean that my health and fitness took an absolute backseat. Like, I just didn't care, I'll be honest. And I started moving in quite a negative health spiral whereby I wasn't doing any exercise, my diet had gone to pot, and it just wasn't a priority within my life. Until I had a bit of a moment where I just sat down and was like, what am I doing? Like, this direction could really head in a bad way. And then I started reading about nutrition again, making my fitness a bit more of a priority. Equally, I wasn't ready to give up on like the social side of things, enjoying myself for meals out, going out for beers with my mates. Like, that was all really important to me, so I didn't want to give that up. And I had to work really hard to find my version of balance. And then I started helping people do the same, as well as preparing for like events, runs, triathlons, things like that. And then I realized that I really enjoyed that process, and it started to ignite a passion in me that inspired me to start my nutrition coaching business. So I guess that leads on to a bit about my philosophy. So as you might have guessed, a big part of the way that I approach nutrition is balance. And I appreciate that does sound a bit vague. So just to clarify, I guess that's about making sure that nutrition actually adds to your life. It can enhance the other areas, and it doesn't have to be all about the restriction, fear mongering stuff that you probably see all over the internet. So I like to think that I offer a simple, practical, and realistic approach. And like I say, I want nutrition to be able to enhance those other areas of your life, not just restrict them. So just to give you a bit of a clue as to the sort of stuff I might go over within the podcast. I'm going to go into a much more detail of some of the important topics that I come across. You might get the odd sarcastic joke, but I want this to be a podcast built around what people want. So I'm always going to welcome your input. We can dive deep into any questions that you might have, and maybe just help save you the effort of having to trawl through social media to get to the answers yourself. So I guess to finish on that note, please do flick any questions you have over to me. You can do that via social media, email, put as a comment on the podcast. I feel like that's probably possible. But the main point of contact is probably my Instagram, which is Peak Nutrition Coaching. So thank you for taking the time out of your day to listen. I hope that you'll get some value from listening along, and I will speak to you soon.